So farmers now have a new biocontrol tool to help fight one of Australia's most challenging agricultural weeds that potentially costs millions of dollars each year. Developed by the CSIRO, I'm joined by weed ecologist Dr. Ben Gooden. Ben, how are you doing today?
G'day, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, tell us about the problem that this is being introduced to fix, the flaxleaf fleabane.
So flaxleaf fleabane was identified several years ago through the GRDC, the Grains Research Development Corporation, as one of Australia's worst grain weeds. So you're absolutely right on that. And the main problem is that during intercropping time, so once the crop is harvested and then the field is left in fallow, fleabane can really get in and take a hold and start competing with crops for water, taking up space and competition, so reducing grain yield.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, one of the problems is that as flaxleaf fleabane populations grow across Australia, it's starting to develop resistance to some herbicides that are used to control it. So the problem with that is farmers are spraying the weed, but in many situations, the weed population is not being knocked out. So really the motivation here is to go, well, is there another complementary solution to help farmers, another tool in the toolbox, to help control this problem weed? And that's where the biocontrol agent comes into play.
So tell us a little bit about the agent.
So the agent's a rust fungus. It infects the leaves of fleabane and it reduces how fleabane can photosynthesize. And in doing so, fleabane growth is suppressed. And as the growth is suppressed, it reproduces less, so that's less seed being put back into the system. So over long periods of time, we aim for that population of fleabane to be suppressed across the landscape.
Ben, I've heard from wheat farmers about rust fungus that actually affects their crop. This isn't the same sort of thing, is it?
No, this is such a good question, and thanks for picking me up on that. So no, this rust fungus only infects fleabane. There are many, many different rust fungi out there. This one is specialised just to fleabane. It's from the native range of fleabane. So fleabane is actually from South America, if you can believe that. Was brought over, we're not quite sure how, but more than 100 years ago, turned up in Australia. It spread throughout all of our grain regions from Queensland down to Western Australia. And when it turned up here, it didn't come with any of its natural enemies.
Yeah.
The aim for biocontrol is to go back to its home country, hunt around for what we term natural enemies, could be an insect or a fungus in this case. Then we bring that to Australia in our high security quarantine facility and we undertake years of rigorous risk assessment to make sure exactly what you just said, that this fungus is only going to grow on flaxleaf fleabane, and when it's released, it will have no impact on anything else, no crops, no native plants.
Because when any of us ever think about anything being introduced, obviously the cane toad's the one that comes to mind. You don't want to create a bigger problem than the
of
one you're
course.
Solving.
Look, and this is such a good discussion because this is exactly the conversation we should be having. Look, biocontrol now, it's modern, it's contemporary, it is done so rigorously by trained scientists, government regulators in quarantine facilities. Under no circumstances would anything be released from quarantine unless it's been proved with 100% confidence that it is safe for release. So this is where we're at now. We know that it's safe. It's not definitely not going to be another cane toad, but of course I understand why people ask that question.
Yeah. Is it going to be available very soon for the average farmer to be able to use, or how far off is it to being marketed?
Yeah, no, this is great. So it's a really good point. We are at the stage now where we are accepting expressions of interest from farmers to participate with us to release the fungus. So people can get in touch with me right now and we will register their interest and begin working with them on a one-on-one basis to work out how we can release the fungus on their farm. And most importantly, long-term monitoring and evaluation of how effective it's going to be. So that's our short-term aim, is to get the fungus out there and get the fungus established. The long-term aim, and we're talking about multiple years, is to see the population of fleabane, that pesky weed, decrease over time. So yes, farmers can get in touch right now and we will talk to them about next steps.
And Ben, is this purely an Australian problem, or is this potentially something that you've created that can help farmers around the world?
Gee, that is such a good question. I haven't been asked that one before.
Sorry.
Look, one great thing about biocontrol is that it is done internationally. So we work with researchers all over the world to come up with biocontrol solutions for some of the world's worst weeds. So because we've done the research here in an Australian setting, our evidence can be used by other people overseas when they are considering their own biocontrol release program. So certainly there is potential there for that to go global.
Oh, the CSIRO always on the forefront to help out the Australian farmer. Dr. Ben Gooden, thank you very much for having a chat about it today.
Good on you. Really great to chat. See you later.